Are you going on an airplane today?
Yes.
Yes.
12-year-old Sina Kazemeni is sitting in a waiting area of what appears to be an airport terminal with other people waiting to board a plane. But he's not at an airport, and the plane isn't real. We're at a movie studio in the San Fernando Valley. The studio has a program which uses its sets to help families with autistic children.
I was flying out of LAX, and I watched a family really struggling going through TSA. I was wondering why, and then I noticed that the kid has autism. It's just like a light bulb jump on my head. I own a film studio specialized in aviation. When I create a program to help these kids.
Talat Kaptan is the CEO and founder of Air Hollywood, located in Pacoima. 100,000 square foot studio has sets used to shoot everything from airport check-in to a flight inside of a jumbo jet.
You see it on every movie and every commercial. We do from Bridesmaids to Lost to you name the movie.
More than 100 children and parents are here today taking part in Open Sky for Autism. Air Hollywood works with Reach, a group which helps those with developmental disabilities, to offer the program. Darlene Hansen with Reach talks about the issues that Open Sky helps tackle.
Nerves and anxiety. People with autism tend to be somewhat nervous people in the first place. They don't feel comfortable if they don't know what's going to be happening and what's being expected in new environments. This opportunity is an opportunity to practice, which is always helpful for them. Not only the individual is nervous, but the family's nervous. It's a big expense to book a flight for the whole family. What if he can't get on the plane? So here they have an opportunity to practice. No, we better not go yet, or let's come through a couple more times. Yeah, we're ready to go on that flight and visit grandma.
Hansen says this experience can help families do something they thought was impossible with the child on the autism spectrum.
They often assume that they're not going to get to do the things that other families get to do, and that their life is that different, you know. And so this is an opportunity for them to go, no, we can go do that. We can go visit grandma, just like everybody else does. We get to go on that Christmas vacation or that Easter break or whatever they want to do.
Thank you.
Two families are at an airline ticket counter picking up their tickets. Then they file down a corridor and up to some security gates where a number of TSA agents are stationed. While the sets aren't real, the people staffing them are. Brandon Smith is one of more than a dozen TSA agents who volunteered to help.
It feels good to actually have this time for people to be able to bring their kids through, have this experience, make sure, you know, they're prepared for when they come through, and it actually helps us out also, so we're prepared for when they come through to make sure everything goes as smooth as possible.
After families go through ticketing and TSA screenings, they're ushered into what looks and feels like a real airport waiting area, complete with those uncomfortable but standard hard seats. Part of what the autistic kids are learning is that waiting is a part of the process. Finally, it's time to board.
We're boarding our flight for Gatwick, London.
Welcome aboard. Thank you.
Hi, welcome aboard. Okay.
Thank you. I'll just take that.
People walk through a realistic-looking boarding gate and enter the passenger cabin of a jumbo jet.
Seat number 10D.
While the flight isn't real, the flight attendants are, and they take people through standard seating and pre-flight routines.
Let's buckle you up.
United Airlines flight attendant Lauren Shorts, who's from Ventura, says it's good practice for families and for flight crews.
As an actual flight attendant, we see this on the plane in real life, but we don't always know what's going on in the background. So it's nice to be able to see what parents have to go through to get their kids here.
You think it can make a difference in making sure that these families are better prepared?
Oh, I'm positive it has. We've seen two families come back just today that have thanked us. Oh, I saw you last year. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
There's a short simulated flight complete with noise and vibration, and then it's time to leave the plane. The hope for families is that this will allow them to travel with their kids on the autism spectrum incident-free. Beta Kazemeni just went through the simulated trip with her 12-year-old son, Sina.
He's a little bit anxious now. We have to work through it by talking to him, and let's see how it goes.
Dennis Rosales says after going through a rough travel experience with his son Duke, he's hoping this will make a difference.
It was difficult for us, yeah, last year when he was 2 years old. A lot of just unknown, you know, new things, new, you know, sensations.
The 5-year-old program is free. Air Hollywood CEO and founder Talat Kaptan says it feels great to have families come back with travel success stories.
They came back to thank us. I got a lot of emails, I got a lot of postcards. They said, you have no idea what you've done. This is really an amazing experience.
In Pacoima, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.